Hello and welcome to Red vs. Blue Rewatch. My name is Dave.
I'm Isaac.
And in this edition of the podcast, we are going to start Season 5 of Red vs. Blue. We're going to be reviewing episodes number 78 through 82, and we're going to get into some pretty awesome stuff this episode of the podcast. So, we're just going to go ahead and get into the recap and then discuss everything else that we have after this. So, we start with right after Donut has had the ship land on him. And Church
crash.
While Church is walking back to the base where Junior, the baby, which has just been birthed by Tucker, is, I guess, causing trouble. You hear him knocking things over in the other side of the base. And Church and Doc are arguing about the child. And then they hear the spaceship crash. And during this, which I found really funny, is Caboose is in the back corner. And Doc explains that he has blood. And then Caboose just exposed a little skin. And Caboose walks around the corner and just sort of faints. And he's like, I feel it. I think it'll turn me. I feel it turning me. Blah.
Shut up, Caboose.
Church, if I don't make it, I want you to have my orange juice.
It's amazing what Caboose will do if you offer him a cookie and a glass of orange juice.
Anyway, Church runs out to check out what noise was, which happens to be the ship, and the Reds are basically just bickering about what kind of plans they're going to have. And then Sarge leaves to go get a levitation device. And whenever Church gets there, he calls dibs on the ship. And then Sheila is right next to him and makes a very convincing case that it is definitely his ship. And that takes us into episode number 79, Got Your Back. So as Church continues to argue with Simmons and Griff about whose ship it is, they start to hear a tapping noise from the ship, and they think it's Morse code. And I believe that what Sarge called it, Morris code?
I think so.
Morris code. Like Morris the cat?
Morris code.
Which we'll get into that later. So, Sheila, I guess Sheila's on her freaking period or like something, dude. And I, because she is just nuts. Do you remember what it even was?
What was?
What happens later on in the season? I can't even remember why she's acting so crazy.
No, I don't remember.
Oh, we should go ahead and mention, we watched the introduction at the beginning of this episode. And
not this episode, but the
first
episode.
This season. We watched the introduction at the beginning of this season. And what I thought was interesting was Wyoming was in the credits. So, obviously, they meant for him to be a very important character, at least in this season.
I didn't even think he came in this season. I guess I was completely wrong.
Well, this is right after Out of Mind. So, you know, yeah, and he had a pretty decent part in there.
Wyoming?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of someone completely different. I'm thinking Wash.
Oh, no. Wash comes along very soon, but not yet. Anyway, Sheila leaves after acting very strange, and the Reds raise their guns to Church, and he runs away. So they start believing.
Right, and Sarge calls next dibs.
Yeah, he calls next dibs. So Donut, the Reds think that they hear Donut trying to communicate with them using Morse code.
Morse code.
Morse.
Morse code.
Morse.
Morse.
Morse. M-O-R-S-E, something like that?
Something like that.
Okay. Anyway, the Reds are trying to figure out how to get the ship off of Donut. That takes us into episode number 80, Baby Steps. So Church sees Doc trying to Church is called over by Doc, and the Doc shows him Tucker's kid, Junior, and it's just a little alien baby, and they look down on him, and the baby looks up at them, and Church is just disgusted and overwhelmed and filled with hate. It's so funny. So then he asks for Vic's number and go ahead and gives him a call, and Church doesn't get a hold of him, but he gets stalled by this answering machine that just seems to go on for, like, hours. Anyway, Sarge starts to go on and on about this ship having defeated him. And then the back door of the ship opens, and that takes us into episode number 81, Sibling Rivalries. And so Church realizes, well, finds out that Vic's mailbox, his voice box, is full, and basically loses it. And the Red's reinforcement, basically whoever comes out of the ship, is Sister, the sister of Griff. And I
love that they just call her Sister.
They just call her Sister, that's it. And Simmons' theory of how she made it to the future is that she was in light speed.
Yeah, instead of hyperspeed or whatever.
And that caused the ship to move forward in time. And so whenever it crashed there, that's how she got to the right time. Anyway, during all this, Donut, we realize, has fallen into an underground cave. And the ship crashed. I guess the ship crashed on top of him and then pushed him all the way through the earth and made him land into the cave underneath.
And he fell forever in that fucking cave.
I know. I have no idea how he's alive. But Sister is going on and on about how she was sent there to replace a soldier. And
because Sarge had died.
Sarge is dead.
Two.
Yes.
And then Griff brought him back by giving him CPR for a bullet.
No. No, wait, that's true. Okay, so Sarge was dead. Somebody was getting promoted, and she was there to replace the soldier who was getting promoted. Which is really funny because now she's just in the future, and it kind of luckily makes sense, but the whole thing's crazy. Anyway, that takes us into episode number 82, The Griff Reaper. And we see Caboose looking through the sniper rifle, and he's trying to see the new Red Soldier. And Church thinks that the reinforcement may be their version of Tex, like a very, very combat savvy, yes, soldier.
And its Sister.
Yeah.
And Caboose thinks it might be a weapon. I love that scene because he wasn't even looking over there, and he's like, "Oh yeah, the yellow one. I see him, and he looks dangerous."
I guess Tucker wakes up from his coma and walks out and sees the new soldier, and just from like all the way across the entire map, it's like, "Who's the girl? What girl? That girl? The girly girl?" Oh,
and I don't remember.
Of course, Tucker is the only one who notices. Anyway, Sister tells the Reds of the commander dying, that command is sent her, blah, blah, blah. And since command seems to think that Sarge is dead, they begin to hold a funeral for him.
Right, because Griff convinces Sarge that he has to be dead since command is never wrong.
And that's the end of this block of episodes. All right, man. From what I can tell, season 5 is a really well put together season, but it's not as much story driven as it is joke driven.
No, but it's definitely been funnier than the last few.
Yeah.
At least it kicked off really funny.
Yeah,
Junior.
It's going really, really well. I find it extremely funny, but I kind of also feel like the story has been pushed aside for the humor. And once we get into reconstruction of the recollections, we get into the first one, they went overboard on the story. But by recreation and revelation, they seem to have really found their mix.
Yeah, but I liked reconstruction.
And no, it was really good. It was really good.
Here, so.
Oh, okay. Season 5. yeah, no, I really, really love season 5. And earlier I mentioned that there was Morse code, and then Sarge kept calling him Morris.
Morse code.
And what I found was really funny is that Simmons says, I think he mean Morris, the cat who sold Meow Mix. Was that it? Something like that.
The cat
and,
who did the
and,
TV
he, and Sarge is like, that cat was great. Helps us on the beaches in what, Normandy or something like that?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember. But there was a sponsor-only wallpaper set of Morris the cat on the beaches of Meowandy running up, and he's in his soldier garb and everything. And since it's sponsor only, I have a very small version of the picture that I'll be putting in the show notes. But it's pretty funny. And if you're a sponsor, just go ahead and check out the video section of Red vs. Blue and go to season 5, and it's down there on the bottom. But anyway, do you have anything you want to add to the season 5 discussion? I mean, it was a pretty good kickoff. I have nothing really to add. The story, it picks up about midway through.
No, I just thought it was a lot funnier. More jokes. I liked it.
No, I really liked it. It was definitely a lot quicker. Very, very funny.
I'm just
watch.
Ready to watch the last two seasons. It's been too long.
I know.
I want to watch them now.
We started this podcast.
And they started talking about season 9 on the latest podcast.
We started this podcast, and you still hadn't seen Revelation or Recreation, and now we're this far in, and you have to wait.
It's just stupid.
Ha ha. Wait till we watch 5 episodes in a row, and then you have to wait a whole next week to watch the next 5 episodes.
Screw that.
Oh, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
I'm not going to do it.
All right, so this week we watched the first 5 episodes, but next week we will be watching the next 6 episodes, and that will continue for the next 3 weeks, because there are 23 episodes in this season, so to keep it even, we'll watch 5 this week, and then in the next 3, it'll be 6 per podcast episode. All right, let's go ahead and get into our favorite quotes for this episode. So, what was your favorite quote?
My favorite quote was whenever Church just walks up, looks at the alien. And then Doc says something. He's just like, and the alien makes noise in the background. He just goes, "Shut up! You're fucking disgusting."
he hates this alien baby more than anything in the world. It's amazing to me. My favorite quote was by Doc whenever Church wants to know Vic's number, and Doc says, come on, didn't he ever teach you the song? Can't you remember it? And then he's like, if you want to talk, don't email. Just click, 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 click. Just call me up at 555-VICK.
It'd probably be funnier if it actually rhymed.
Church, you know, it probably would have been more memorable if it rhymed. Or if his name actually ended in a K. I loved it so much. Doc singing is the worst. And then you put Vic's song underneath it. It is just horribly stupid. Okay. So is that... I think that's about everything for season 5 talk. It was pretty slow this week, but there wasn't a lot to talk about story-wise. Donut is going to be really interesting coming up next week with the cave situation. There's a few more things. On the season 5 DVD, if you have that, there's an awesome Easter egg. It's my favorite Easter egg. And really, it's extremely simple. And that is, if you go down to, I think, the 3rd selection and hit something like right, right, up, right, then it pops up. Because in the original menu of the DVDs, it's the bases. And it sort of does a teleport filter, and then it goes to the next base in the background. And if you put in that Easter egg code, then it switches to Halo 1 versions of the bases. And I really like that Easter egg. So, I don't know what that has to do with anything. Also, if you have the remastered, they remastered the whole version of the previously on Red vs. Blue, which, if you click that, is just them going, fuck, 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 cock bike, fuck, 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 bullshit, shit, shit, fuck, bug, dick, fuck, fuck, whore, fuck. Basically, it's all the curse words from the previous seasons.
I never saw that.
And it's very funny. Okay, so I got something I want to read really quick. This was from last week. I was talking about all my hard drives that I'd broken. And Peyton sends this in, and he just says, what? And he says, why would you smash your laptop? It just doesn't make sense. I understand.
That was my laptop, actually.
Yeah, I finally got that paid off. I understand if it was a netbook. but even then, it's still at least $200 down the crapper. All right, Peyton, look. I got a new hard drive.
Luckily,
that's all that happened.
You could have smashed the disk drive. That's less likely, though.
Laptops are at least $500. I did get mine for $275, but that's true. And those hard drives you threw, dude, you need anger management. Fuck you, Peyton. I don't need...
Hey, David, I'll sell you my laptop for $375.
Not now. By the way, how long has it been since that happened? Since I personally broke a hard drive, like, easily a year.
Easily a couple months.
No, easily a year. Purposely break. I've never purposely broke a hard drive, but I've quit throwing things for sure. And then he says, and you never said that you two were brothers. You two don't sound related at all. Isaac is way lower. Fuck you. I swear, Acleid slash Isaac hates me on Rooster Teeth. He needs to answer friend requests.
I did that. I went in and I did it.
All right, look. You need to set your fucking homepage to roosterteeth.com/Acleid or something. Just do it.
I should start making journal posts.
Do something.
Except for I'm not really doing anything right now to make a journal post on.
Okay, and then he says, David needs help. Get him help. David must be rich. I couldn't afford to smash a laptop Peyton sent from my first G iPod. All right, look. I no longer smash things. Everything
the first one he broke, he threw against the wall.
Okay.
He got that iPod for, it was a fortune. And
I got
it
for like 40 bucks, like, and it was a trade-off, 40
the
bucks.
The laptop he still owed over half the money to me, and then he just ended up replacing the hard drive.
Which ended up being a blessing in disguise.
And I don't know what else he broke, but really he just steals his money from me.
It's not true.
That's not true.
And anger management, I think I just finally got out of the puberty stage of being angry at everything. So, you know what?
Sure.
I haven't broken any hard drives recently. One broke on me, but I didn't break it.
Unfortunately, we have to use my laptop to record this podcast.
Well, your laptop's just better. My laptop
works.
And edit
it. And should he break it?
The hard just read the goddamn email.
I know.
Email.
I'm going to get the laptop back in a couple weeks. I'm going to turn it on. It's just going to say, cannot find hard drive.
Actually, I'm going to walk in with the laptop and it will just be the top half.
Just the screen that says
I lost the other part. Here's the symbol that goes on the front. I think I found the Q key. Here you go.
I think this is a Q. I can't tell. It's in quarters.
I had a problem, but I worked it out. And here's the backspace. The delete key didn't work. It was real ish. You know what? Just don't. It'd be better if you don't ask questions. And I'll see you later. You know, you better just read your email, because I don't like talking about this anymore.
It's not a cheap laptop.
Just read your email.
Just to remind you.
I don't like you anymore.
Well, the
podcast is over. We're done.
This week.
This is it.
Is from Ryan. And he's wrote us in before.
He wrote us up. He's a cop. He's like, you guys suck so much.
I'm giving you a
Here's
ticket.
A ticket for sucking. It's a $30 fine. He opens up his wallet. He's like, deposit here.
Anyway, he wrote in before to tell us some stuff. I don't remember what it was. I think we read it on the podcast.
Who knows?
And he says, LOL, sorry, I really never told you guys in my last email about my favorite quote and how I found out about Red versus Blue. The first time I found out about RVB was when I was on YouTube. I was searching up walkthroughs for the... But walkthroughs is one word. There's no R in throughs, so it's walk those.
Oh.
For the skulls in Halo 3. As I type it out of nowhere, the first video was Season 8, Episode 1. There's no punctuations in here.
Oh.
Other than a few.
Then just read it as is. Let him dig his own hole. Just go for it.
Okay. Episode 1, so I clicked on it. And literally 20 minutes after the video was over, I was still laughing. That's what I did.
Wow. Me have a problem. This dude's laughing for 20 minutes. Just imagine if this... All right, you're watching a video, you start laughing, right? And then you're like, man, you sit there and then you get up and walk
the
around.
The credits roll and it's just a black screen. And then someone walks in and like... It's like literally 20 minutes later.
They walk in and they're like, oh, you must have seen something funny. They leave and they go take a crap and they come back and you're still like, oh. I would be worried.
Sorry, Ryan. That was David, not me.
You laughed.
That was the guy with the high-pitched girly voice.
Oh, that's low. Well, actually, it's high.
Well, it's low for me. It's high for you. Men's after the video was over, I was still laughing. I went on to see the next 3 eps on YouTube and keep looking for more until the last episode said see more at redversusblue.com. Don't they all say see more at redversusblue.com?
I think so. Unless you're watching the DVD. And if you're watching it online, the DVD that is, then you stole it. And you should go to hell.
Or jail.
Jail would work. Go to Rooster Teeth Jail.
Go buy it. Go buy the DVD.
Go to Rooster Teeth Jail and Jeff stares you down with his tattoos.
So I search it and literally stay up all night watching all of season 7 and watched all of the released. Released?
My voice isn't low.
All of the released season 8 episodes. I stayed up from at least 9:30 to 11:45 to 12. That's really what it says, except for there's a hyphen.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I was watching all of season 7, because at the time I had to be a sponsor to watch season 1 through 6.
Of course. Wait, what? Since when have they put that in place?
Dude, that's been there forever. It used to be where... I don't know how long it hasn't been that way, but it used to be you had to be a sponsor to watch back episodes.
I remember we started watching so early, it was like episode 20-something. And so they were all available for low res downloads.
Well, there were certain times where they would like release the whole season. It was a really weird deal. Also, I may be making that up, but I do remember it.
All I remember was when we started, there was no streaming. It was all like low quality. You could download and watch it. And then there was high quality if you were a sponsor.
Yeah.
Huh.
And there was like DivX and QuickTime.
Yeah. They were real high tech with it.
My favorite quotes are actually from season 8. Ironic, I know. I don't think that's ironic.
Is there irony?
Is that coincidental? You know what would be ironic?
He's like, which is a thing. So, yeah. And then he moves on.
The first one is when Griff and Tucker are talking about burying all the humans after the season 7 last ep. Well, this is a long email. I should preface this.
Yeah, it's a long one. At least someone took the time.
No, I lost my spot. Thanks a lot. Epoel, they're talking, and Sarge comes up and says, Griff, I told you to bury these bodies. And Griff says, all done, Sarge, but I just gave you that order 5 minutes ago. That's my Sarge impression.
That's like Caboose's Sarge impression.
But I'd be just giving you that order 5 minutes ago.
Arr.
Did you help him? Tucker. Arr. No. And then he says in parentheses, this is all from my memory, so I don't know the whole line. And the best part of the quote is when Griff says, yeah, he'd probably help me if some of the soldiers were girls. Saying that out loud sounds a lot creepier than in my head. That's the end of the quote.
Did he actually say it out loud? Is he one of those people, like in movies, whenever he types, he's like, and that is how my day went. So this is me typing. That actually sounds a little creepier out loud than I thought it would. If so, he needs help. I'm mad at Peyton. I don't have anger management. I don't have anger problems. I have holding grudge problems.
Oh, jeez. I haven't seen season 8, so I actually don't know that line.
Nope.
So that's why I had to use my Sarge impression.
Season 8's really fun. Really fun.
He says, also, I don't know if you got this email last time, but I suggested that you live stream with a few lucky fans at the end of the next podcast. Put it with them asking questions to you, once again hoping for a shout-out, and also looking for the beginning and ending music. Big fan, Ryan. One of the problems with doing a streaming thing, though, is that we just don't have the bandwidth for it right now.
And it's just not feasible quite yet, but we are working on it.
Literally sent from my iPod. So there were some spelling errors in it, which kind of made it harder to read, but that's just because
you're a stickler.
Also, the gamer kind of sucked.
You're just a stickler.
But, you know.
You're just an asshole. I'm trying to turn our whole crowd against you. I'm trying to do whatever I can.
That's because you have a girly voice. That's like donut.
And Isaac...
Just accept it like he did.
Isaac eats babies. Little cute puppies. He kicks puppies, and he hates America, and I'm the best ever.
David hurt my feelings, because I'm sensitive.
Oh, now you're going to turn it back around on me?
I'm a sensitive man.
Screw you.
I'm not a girly man, like David. I'm just a sensitive man.
Something else I noticed was we've been talking about the sniper rifle filters on the screen, and the one whenever Caboose was looking to find Sister, it looks like they've stuck with the one that we showed the last three of.
They stuck with the one.
Well, they
out
used
of the three that we
they used a total of four different ones last season, and then the last time they used it three times in season four, and it looks like they're sticking with it in season five. Also, I said I was going to paint my helmet Church's collar because that's the poll thing that won. I've been working all week, and I did not get the paint. I will try to get it this week and get that
the
helmet
The irony
painted.
Is that he works at a hardware store.
Where with a paint section.
Get the fucking paint.
I couldn't find the exact color. Give me a break. Also, we've been asking for iTunes review, and we've got one new one this week. So, you know, fucking
lame.
Step it up. This is from G-Man Too Cool For You. Thought it was funny. Expects to see new podcasts. Been listening ever since the beginning. Keep up the good work. When I started watching Red vs. Blue, my bro was on his computer, and I just watched cracking up every time Caboose said something so stupid. My bro finally turned around and kicked me out. Luckily, I had a computer, yet nobody in our family seems to care what we watch. Well, he gave us 5 stars, so I guess I don't care what he says. I think that's about it. One more thing. We now have an official Twitter account for RVB Rewatch. Twitter.com/RVB Rewatch. So RVB REWATCH as usual. And if you go to the website, we'll have it on the link for this episode. But also, if you click the little Twitter icon in the top right-hand corner, it'll go to that Twitter now instead of my boring Twitter.
Right, and we'll probably end up being a little bit more active on this one than David was.
Oh, I highly doubt that.
Yeah, it's probably not true.
Well, let's
but
make,
check it out.
Let's make promises we'll right now so people will check it out, though, and then not do anything.
Right.
I mean, do plenty, right?
Sure. I've got stuff to do.
I've got things.
Post
I do
on
stuff.
Twitter.
I do things and stuff. David's cool.
Nah, that was David. You can tell by his candy voice. I should get an iPhone.
Speaking of girls, Sister, I love this. I love this part so much. Whenever I listen to the commentary of season 5. Bernie says that they were trying to get a girl actress to play Sister, obviously, and they got somebody named Rebecca, and they just started throwing out things to make sure she'd be comfortable saying them. And at a certain point, it just became, what will Rebecca not say? And they won't even mention, like, how bad it got. Which is just, woo! Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. I think that's everything for this week. You got anything else you want to add?
No.
All right. You can check out our website at rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. That's rvbrewatch.blogspot.com. You can always email us at rvbrewatch@gmail.com. That's rvbrewatch@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Son of a bitch.
That's my David.
I hate you. And you know what? Fuck it. Just go to the website. Everything is there. You can click on, just click around blindly. I'm sure you'll hit something. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Son of a bitch.